Hello, this is Simon Eichlinger from Austria. This is my first podcast on Blind Cool Tech on LAL Recordings. I think I'm gonna put it on both places. Yes, as I said, I'm from Austria and I wanna demonstrate you this the first time how to install and use GipGip. GipGip is a very small Twitter client for mobile phones. How to install it? Well, it's quite straightforward, and with the new beta, it's very easy. We're gonna obtain the stuff from a page where always the newest version is up there. So we don't go. You can also go to gibgib.org. That's gibgib.org, and get it from there. But we're gonna get it from the SVN directory. That's where the newest code, well, the most time the newest code always is. So we're gonna enter the following URL to download it, and then also send it to our phone. First, I'm gonna turn Bluetooth on my phone.
Screensaver A1 window TH5 Bluetooth. Bluetooth window, tab sheet 1 of 2, select, Bluetooth on, 1 of 4, exit, A1 window, TH53-2009, P1, talks, P2, Bluetooth, talks.
Be quiet, thank you. Good, we actually activated Bluetooth. Now we're gonna go with JAWS here. I've here JAWS 8 and Firefox 3. So we're gonna start menu.
Start menu, view, leaving menu.
And now we're gonna enter the following address. First, I'm gonna type it, and then I'm gonna tell you how it's written. So the address where you find all the files you actually need is http://gibgib.google.com/svn/d/. So the GibGib is actually spelled GIBGIB. JIBJIB, sorry. If I also did that wrong at the first address, sorry, that's jibjib.org. And this one is http://gibjib.google code, that's google.com/svn/d/. So now we're gonna hit enter on this.
Enter desktop fold alert sci sign jets bay weather van.
Yeah, okay, good. Also, WebVism told me that I was logged in. Okay, that's okay. Hello?
Virtual.
Ah, here.
GipGib, revision 364D.
Okay, good, that's on the top. And now we are getting a file list.
Blank, heading level 2 GipGib, revision 364D, list of 139 items.
So we have 139 items. So that's quite a bunch, actually, of it. You actually don't need all 139 files. Actually, it's also depending on your phone. But we're going through this.
Bullet visited link.
The top link is the .. link, which you can go back and forth a folder. This actually is a folder structure.
Bullet link GipGib beta BlackBerry 8830. JAD.
You actually don't need the JAD files. You actually just need the JAR file. So we have here for BlackBerry 8830.
Bullet link GipGib beta BlackBerry 8830. JAR.
We all always want the JAR files.
Bullet link GipGib beta Dopod 818 Pro. JAD.
What's a Dopod? Oh well. We're gonna. If your phone isn't listed here, we can here have down here.
Bullet link GipGib beta Nokia 2630. JAR.
For example, Nokia 2630, or my phone, for example.
Bullet visited link GipGib beta Nokia 5500. jar.
I have a Nokia 5500 here to test this. But if your phone is not listed there, you can actually download the... well, you can, for example, try the... this one, maybe.
Bullet visited link jib jib beta generic mid 20 CLDC 11 jar.
That's the jib jib dash beta dash generic underline MIDP 20 underline CLDC 11 dot GAR. You can also try this, for example, or you can send a message to, if you have Twitter actually installed, the username of this programmer is actually SUGREE. So his username is SUGREE. Yes, it is. I'm gonna download not the generic file. You can bullet, also have. I'm gonna download my Nokia file. There's quite a bunch of Nokias there. For example, the Nokia 6110, or the Nokia 6270, or Nokia E series. I think N is not actually available, but they can do it. Okay, but I think there are also N's around. Yeah, N78 or something. Yeah, good. But I'm gonna download the. I'm gonna download the Nokia for the Nokia 5500.
Enter.
Now Firefox says I want to save it, so we gotta download it, and we actually downloaded it. It's very cool, very fast actually. Here is my jar file. It actually has just 57 KB, so I'm gonna upload it to my phone, which I'm gonna send Bluetooth and go. Send it.
100%. A1 window, TH53 2009, P1, talks, P2, Bluetooth. Message, show, P2, exit.
Okay, good, we have a message. We're gonna exit.
Exit, A1 window, TH53 2009, P1, talks, P2, Bluetooth.
Good, we can do now from the phone now, because we have all done on the PC. So we're gonna do with the phone. So we go to menu.
Menu window, folder messaging, 1 of 16. Messaging. Messaging window. New message. 1 of 9. P1. Inbox. 2 of 9.
And go to the inbox.
Select. Inbox window. Tab sheet 1 of 8. Bluetooth Jib Jib Beta Nokia underscore 5500.jar. 1 of 1. P1. Options. P2. Back.
So it's there. We're gonna press the select key.
Select.
To install it.
Preparing installation 0%. Install Jib Jib, P1, yes, P2, no.
Yeah, we want to install that, so we say yes.
You're the warning. Window, application is untrusted and may be harmful to your phone. Additional details. P1, continue, P2, cancel.
We're going
to
continue because we can trust, actually. I hope so. So it didn't do any harm to my phone, so that's...
Continue, details, window, Nano Jib Jib version 1.01, supplier income, application size 56K, buzzer data size unconformant, Java random art type of Jib Jib is a small and fast Twitter client web address. /jibjib.org/content/jibjib/p1/continue/p2/cancel.
Okay, that's just a few information, so we can also go continue.
Continue. Install 60kb2. Window. Phone map. 6393kb. 1 of 2. P1. Select. P2. Cancel.
I don't want to install this on my phone memory. I'm going to install it on the card.
Card 654512kb. 2 of 2.
So we're going to okay.
Select. Installing 1%. P2. Cancel.
No, he's installing it. Takes quite a
81%.
Bit.
83%. 83%, 87%, 95%, installation complete, installer window, inbox window, tab sheet 1 of 8, Bluetooth Jib Jib Beta Nokia underscore 5500.jar, 1 of 1, P1, options, P2, back.
So we have actually installed it on the phone, so we're gonna start it and configure it.
Back, messaging window, inbox, 2 of 9,
it's actually
P1.
Not that,
exit. Menu
well, the setup dialogue, the settings, screen is actually not that accessible, but we can make it accessible somehow in parts. So we can enter the username and password, and that's all actually we need to post something.
Folder.drjunga.com, 16 of 16.
So we are in main menu again, and we go to my own.
A1 Dienst, 15 of 6, MSG, Reader, 14, Folder Connectivity, 13, Folder My Own, 12 of 16.
Folder My Own, here we go.
Select.
My own window. Navigator. 1 of 11. Key 1. Options.
And we go to the last thingy.
Jib Jib. 11 of 11.
We're gonna press select.
Select. Jib Jib window. No data. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Minimize.
Good. We have here, he said that we have no data and we have options and a minimize key. To minimize it, we press key 2. So we're gonna press options.
Options. Read 1 of 13. Key 1. Select key 2. Cancel.
We're gonna select setup.
Exit 13 of 13. About 12 of 13. Log 11 of setup. 10 of 13. Select.
Press enter here.
Window. No data. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Minimize. Setup window. Optimize bandwidth. 1 of 6. Text. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Cancel.
Now, don't press down arrow, actually, because that would actually happen. We're gonna do this now. It's actually not harmful, but a little bit annoying. We're gonna press down arrow.
App closed. We'll delete. P1. Okay.
So the program crashed, actually. We're gonna press OK.
Okay. My own window. Jib Jib. 11 of 11.
We need
P1.
To start it
options.
Again.
Select.
But there's a workaround. We, well, the order has made. So we're gonna go to options again.
Options. Read 1 of 13. Key 1. Exit. About 12. Log 11 of 13. Setup. 10 of 13.
Setup.
Select. Jib Jib window. No data. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Minimize.
So we're again
setup
in.
Setup window. Optimize bandwidth. 1 of 6. Text. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Cancel.
So we're again in the setup dialog. We're gonna go and press options.
Options. Save. 1 of 2. Key 1. Select.
We have save. We don't gonna save because we haven't actually entered something.
Toggle password, 2 of 2.
This is really something, actually really something good. We need to go and press toggle password.
Select, setup window, key 1, optimize bandwidth, 1 of 6, text.
Because now we can go down arrow.
Text.
Down arrow without any errors.
Text.
We go up arrow to, now we are actually in the username box. Unfortunately it's not spelled right. We're working on this, but it takes a while now. Good, we are actually in the options dialog. I'm gonna enter my username, now my Twitter username.
Caps D.
No, Caps D.
Caps D. 32, lowercase.
You actually have to press number for making lower cases.
D. M. N. O. M. A. D. U. R. S. Text.
Okay, we have the username now.
Text.
I'm gonna enter my password. Gonna make it. Gonna close the whole of the speaker so you couldn't hear it. Oops. Gotta put it a little bit away here, and you couldn't hear it. Oops, that's loud. Actually, it's a little bit difficult. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's actually a little bit difficult to enter password. So that's works actually like this. So we actually entered the username and password, and we're gonna press options.
Options. Save. 1 of 2.
And press save.
Select. P2. Can select. Setup window. Optimize bandwidth. Jib Jib window. No data. P1. Options. P2. Minimize.
So actually we are currently set up. So Jib Jib is actually able to post and receive tweets. When we're gonna check for tweets, we're gonna go to options.
Options. Read. 1 of 13. Reply. 2 of
13. Not to read, actually. I actually thought that actually would be read, but it's friends. I don't know actually why it's friends, but it's friends.
Read. 3 of 13. Friends. 4 of 13.
So we're gonna hit friends.
Select. Jib Jib window. No data. P1. Options. P2. minimize, wait window, allow application JibJib to use network and send to receive data, P1, yes, P2, go.
You actually have to say yes here, so yes, it can receive your P2, stuff.
Cancel, select access point, window, live, 0267,
P1. I'm gonna select my access point. Window, fetching, P2, now it's connecting cancel. To the network. And you have also to accept JibJib to connect to something. Because the program, actually, Java is very strict about that, or the phone actually. It's actually receiving things. Takes a while.
Friends window, ORF, ORF1, Malcolm the Tetran, Der Babysitter, C1720, 20 of 20, P1, Options, P2, N3TZ, 19 of 20. IC in line, Agent in BIOS shoots outputs 40, N3TZ, 19 of 20, ORF, ORF1. Malcolm the 10 N3TZ, back to Windows, 1 of IC in line, server boards mid Linux Dropper Stage, ORF, ORF2, Concrete, ORF, ORF1, and undial, IC in line, Ascension, Vorarlberg, Spectacular Crash, Vorarlberg, Lutages, Vorarlberg, Report, IC in line, Vorarlberg, IC in line, ORF, ORF1, IC in line, Recall, Kashanto, Unwritten Legends, Digital Dera, that day of training was really tiring but very interesting. I'll have a lot to do in the next few months, but I'm looking forward to it, 15 of 20.
So this is our actually tweets, which we are going up and down, to see what they're doing.
Kashanto, Unwritten Legends looks to be one of the most complex new DS I've seen in a long, long while. 14 of 20.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we can, for example, write our own tweets, actually. Tweets, actually.
Digital Dera, that ORF, ORF1, DISIM, IC in line, Agent in N3TZ, 19 of 20.
So we can actually
ORF,
just serve, actually. So we actually can surf through the tweets now. Yes. Tweets. Okay, good. So we actually, here in the friends list, so we're going to do options if we want to.
Options. Read. 1 of 13. P1. Select. P2. Cancel.
Let's see what read does,
cancel.
Actually.
Friends window. Select. All. N3TZ. IC in line. Agent in ORF. ORF. Kashanto. IC in line. Read. Polling Publica 09. Digital. Kashanto. Unwritten Legends looks to be one of the most complex new DS I've seen in a long, long while. 14 of 20.
Actually, we can also hit select, maybe.
Select. Kashanto window. About 52 minutes ago via Jotter. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Oh, actually shows you with which client he sent it. He sent it with Jotter. Jotter is a script for JAWS. Maybe actually have tried it out or used it. So we go back.
Back. Friends window. Kashanto.
And we're gonna also. We're gonna go
reply,
to read. Let's see what it
select.
Does.
Friends window. Kashanto window. About 53 minutes ago via Jotter. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Ah, okay.
Options. Reply 1 of 4.
We can also reply.
Retweet 2 of 4. Reply 1 of 4. Retweet 2.
We can also retweet it, so we can send it again. So, as it sees that we send it, actually.
Toggle favorite 3 of 4.
Toggle favorite.
Direct message 4 of 4.
Direct message. I can actually send a direct message to Kashanto, who is actually Kashanto. I think it's Sean Randall who actually wrote the, Jotter script. Good.
Reply 1 of 4.
Good. We're gonna cancel out of it.
Window, about 53 minutes ago, we're
back
off
this window.
Kashanto, Unwritten Legends looks to be one of the most complex new DS I've seen in a long, long while. 14 of 20. P1. Options. P2. Minimize.
We're gonna also write a tweet now. Go options.
Read 1 of 13.
The reply.
P2. Cancel.
The reply dialogue also works the same way.
Reply 2 of 13. Three of 13, friends, 4 of tweet, 3 of
gonna
13,
tweet.
Select, friends, window, Kashanto, Unwritten Legends, what are you doing, window, text, P1, options, P2, cancel.
We're gonna enter,
Caps key, E, D, Q, R, S,
test,
T, space,
D,
E, F, M, M, D, Q, R, M, N, O, M,
from,
space,
the foe
attached
from the phone.
Test from the phone.
Okay, we have test from the phone and press OK.
Options. Send 1 of 7.
We can have actually send here.
Cancel. Insert a number 2 of 7.
We can insert some special stuff like at or number for and is for replying pasting a username there.
Picture 3 of 7.
We can also make a picture.
Quick picture 4 of 7.
We can also make a quick picture actually to attach to the thingy. Maybe it's, I think it's gonna post it on TwitchPic then.
Location 507.
Location, that's when you have a GPS connected to it, and you wanna also send your location data.
Statistics 6 of 7.
Statistics, maybe how long the message is or something.
Squeeze 7 of 7.
Squeeze, maybe to remove something when you have a long message and you need to. I don't know. I haven't actually tested that.
Send 1 of 7.
But I'm gonna send that.
Select. What are you doing? Window. Text. Jim. Window. Text. Window. Updated. Size 41.
It tells me that this thing has 41 correct characters. Maybe I think yeah. I think it's 41.
Size.
We're gonna options and go friends. Hit enter there. And yes, I think fetch is. There's my post. See, the Domasophon test from the phone, and now we're gonna hit select there.
Select Domasophon window about 46 seconds ago via Jim Jim. P1 options. P2 back. Back.
So it says that we have here the stuff received sent actually via ChipChip. And yeah, that's the program actually how it works. You can also test it you can also test the picture features if you want to, and you can also Twitter SUGREE via ChipChip via Twitter, for example, for when you have issues with the software or you need help or something. He's always glad to help you. And we also gonna look if you have some cool features here in the menu.
Options, read, 13,
can use
P1,
read. We
reply,
also tested read. Also tested reply and tweet.
13, friends,
we know what friends does.
But replies, 5 of 13.
Replies. Maybe you can see just replies then.
D messages.
You can also direct message people, and we're gonna select this.
Select friends window. The massive Jim Jim window. Wing window. Fetching.
Gonna see if we have direct messages, but I think not. I think we have no direct messages. We're gonna see.
Direct window, TBRN. Hi, thanks for following us. We hope to hear from you often. Be sure to check out our website, 1 of 1, P1.
Okay, that's one of my one direct message actually.
Options, read, 1 of 13.
We have, so that's direct messages to me actually,
messages,
which nobody actually sees. Direct messages can't be seen, but I think you can.
Favorites, 7 of 13.
No. You can. And here we have favorites.
Window,
what can
TBRN,
we see on favorites?
Window, no data, window,
let's see what favorites does.
Size, 2, favorites window, no data, P1, options,
we have
P2,
no favorites. Okay.
Options, read, 1 of 13,
so we have no favorites.
Friend,
that's okay.
Reply, messages, 6 of 13, favorites, me, 8 of 13.
Me. Well,
select,
maybe my
data,
window,
no data
name.
Window,
and
window, fetching, P2, cancel. Size, 5992.
Maybe the name and.
Domasophon window, Domasophon, and Supreme OK. The next thing we should look at what accessibility is labels and setup, 20 of 20, P1, options, P2, minimize.
That's my post, actually, my newest
options,
post.
Read, 1 of 13,
okay.
Exit, about, log, 11 of, setup, 10 of, everyone, 9 of 13, me, 8 of 13.
Everyone is maybe the post of everyone, so.
Everyone, 9 of 13, setup, 10 of
we have setup and about seem not to work, actually. Log
about 12 of 13.
Is where log messages are. Let's see what
select
about does.
Domasophon window, Domasophon, and Supreme OK. The next thing we should look at what accessibility is labels and setup. 20 of Jim Jim window, about window, streamable.contents, null, P1, options.
Streamable contents, okay.
Select audio.capture, true. Select video.capture, true.
Okay, that's. That's not much interesting
options,
stuff.
Okay, one of four,
so
select,
in the about
window,
key, in the about.
The next thing we should look at what accessibility is labels and setup. 20 of 20, P1, options, P2, tops.
The about screen actually is not much interesting stuff in there, so thanks for listening. Actually, this was the introduction of ChipChip, and hope you like it also. I think it's a cool program, and actually works quite fine, and yes, it does its job and works awesome. It's really good. Really awesome. Like it. Good. Thanks for listening. This was Simon Eglinger from Austria signing off. And if you want to reach me or call me in, you can Twitter me at... my username is here, DomasoFan. That's DomasoFan. That's... I think I'm going to try this again. That my username there is DomasoFan. And my email address is Simon. That's S-E-S... No. Crap. I'm always falling into German somehow. My email address is simon.eigeldinger@vol.at. My address again, that's simon.eigeldinger@vol.at. Yes, that's my contact data. Good. I'm gonna sign off and send that to Blind Code Tech, and then I'm gonna see what they do with it. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Okay, now we're gonna sign off. Thank you, and oops, and sorry for the issues we had. Thank you. But also, I think we had also quite a bit of fun or useful content, so the glitch as well. It's my first podcast, actually, so I think I can have there some glitches. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.